with M-theory, it seemed at last there was a theory which might explain everything in the universe. But before they could decide if this was true, the scientists needed to know more about this new 11th dimension. It quickly became clear it was a place where all the normal rules of common sense have been abandoned. For one thing, it is both infinitely long, but only a very small distance across.
That 11th dimension, well, at its maximum size, could be something like a trillionth of a millimeter.
Well, this is 10 to the minus 20 of a millimeter. That's taking a millimeter and dividing it by 10 with 20 zeros after it. So that's very, very small.
That means that it exists only one trillionth of a millimeter from every point in our three-dimensional world. It's closer than your clothes to your body. And yet we can't sense it. In this mysterious space, our membrane universe is floating. At first, no one could imagine how that worked. It began with Lisa Randall.
People look at rock climbing, and it's, of course, very physical. But you also find that you can concentrate on one little thing. I like solving problems. I like games. I like figuring things out.
Randall had been fascinated by an apparently inexplicable phenomenon. The weakness of gravity.
There are various forces we see in nature. Most of them we understand at some level. And then there's gravity.